If you can hold on to the smaller piece, for godol oily imoy, and the big piece comes with it, hareyu kamoyu, then it's called attached, and if one becomes tamei, the tumah goes to the other piece also. But v'imlav ein kamo, this is the theory. Here you see according from Rameya that if you hold the smaller part and the big part doesn't come up with it, it's not called attached. And on this, v'yom Rav Yechanan had to answer and say v'yom Rav Yechanan that nuchlef is hashita. You have to change around the shita. So you see, that's where Rabbi Yochanan learns. Rashi says, "Kan hechle for Rabbi Meir shitasoi." So Rabbi Yochanan said, "Like here, Rabbi Meir changed around the shita." Abu b'yama, but usually sirulei. Oich is bekotin. God loli imoy. Hareyu kemoyu. It is the same thing. So this is the proof that Rabbi Yochanan learns. That's the machlokes in our Mishnah between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Shimon. If you hold on to this Avra Madudul, even though it doesn't bring up the bigger piece, is it called mechuber or not? Now the Gemara says, "Oh my kushya." The Gemara asks this for a question. Rashi says, "Oh my kushya." Right, the Gemara is like, "What was the question? What was bothering Rabbi Yechanan? That what's the steer in Rabbi Meir? Dilma maybe shanel Rabbi Meir bein tful yoim l'shar tmeis. Maybe it makes a difference that Rashi says Dilma afagav the maker Rabbi Meir betful yoim should tumah the rabbanim machmuru betumah chamura." Like even though maybe it's mekel by a tumah, but tful yom to say it's not mekabel tumah, but that's the case here by truma. Here it's a shal of a tful yom touches it. There's a metamad al piece in that, so it could be by a tful yom. It's only tumah midirabbanan. There he's mekel. But now mishnah where it's a shal and nisa di raisa, it's mekabel tumah midiraisa, could be there is machmir. So what was Rabbi Yechanan's big steer in Rabbi Meir? Maybe according to Meir, there's a difference between the tumah midirabbanan and the tumah midiraisa. That's the Gemara's question. Hey, so my kashta, what was bothering Rabbi Meir? Dil meshani led Rabbi Meir bein tful yom l'shar tumis. Samar says no. Tani, because we learn like this, that Rabbi says, echot tful yom v'yechot shar tumis. That Rabbi learned now, according to Rabbi Meir, whether it's a shal of a tful yom or a shal of any other tumah, still Rabbi Meir says it's only a chibur if he could bring up the bigger piece with the small piece. But if not, it's not a chibur. So, according to Rebbe, it's a good question. So Gemara says still, the Dilma may be le Rebbe le Shonele. True, Rebbe doesn't make a difference. But maybe ul Rebbe Meir Shonele. Our steer is in Rebbe Meir. Then the Mishnah Rebbe Meir says that it's called the Chibur. And here he says it's not called the Chibur. So maybe here it's only a Tumadi Rabbanan. And in the Mishnah it's a Tumadi Raisa. So what was Rebbe Yechanan's Bikasha? So Gemara says, Om Rebbe Yashio, that Hochiyam Rebbe Yechanan. This is what Rabbi Yochanan meant to ask. Rabbi Yochanan meant to say like this: Ledivrei Rebbe, according to the way Rebbe learns, that there's no difference whether it's tumah midirabbanan or a tumah diraisa. Here, Rabbi Meir says it's only mechubar if when you pick up the smaller piece, the big piece comes with it. If so, according to Rebbe, mechlefas hashita, you have to change around the shita as if to say Rabbi Meir only said the shita over here, but usually all over he holds not like that. Like in our Mishnah, Rabbi Meir holds, even though you can hold on to the Avraham Adudul, it does not pick up the rest of the behemoth, still it's called the Chibur, and therefore the Hechsher of the Dam, the Shah Shrita, that's Machsher, the rest of the behemoth, is also Machsher, this Avraham Adudul. So that was the Pshat in the Rabbi Yechanan. Now, Omar Rabbi Yeshia, now Rav Amar Rav says like this: Rav Amar that b'yesh yad l'tuma v'yein yad l'hechshek miflegi. He says a different machlokes in our Mishnah. Rashi says Rav Amar b'yesh yad l'hechshek ki echid yafini yad l'tuma pereish pirkin. If you know the Gemara, this parak we have sukkim to say that there's a yad for tuma, the yad of the something, the handle you hold the food with. It also brings in tuma, takes out tuma. Ye kemiflegi, or the kulu yama behema nasa siyad le'ever. Everybody agrees here that the behema could become a yad for the yaver. That's the way you move around the yaver, by moving the behema. Yeah. So everyone, that's the machlokes in our Mishnah. That b'yesh yad l'tuma v'yein yad l'echshe kemiflegi. It's like this: masava yesh yad l'tuma. That's Rabbi Shimon holds. True, there's a yad l'tuma, but v'yein yad l'hechshir does not to be machshir. So over here, this Avraham Adulda, the Abel that was hanging, It never had a hechsher, even though on the behemoth itself there is a hechsher, the dam is machshirit, but there's no yad for hechsher. Umasa, but Rabbi Meir holds no. Umasa, Rabbi Meir holds yesh yad l'tumu l'hechsher, the same way there's a yad for tumma. So therefore the behemoth, if it became tumma, gives the tumma to the Eva Madudu, the same way for the hechsher also. When the dam goes on this Eva, on the behemoth, it's also machshir the Eva Hamadudu. So that's the machlekes. Now the Gemara says, well, Papa says, Hatayu behechsher koidim machshava kamiflagi. Machlekes now, Mishnah is, if you have a hechsher before you had machshava, tidit. Rashi says, the kula yalma yeshad, everybody holds this yeshad latumma, ula hechsher. Who then is a yad for hechsher also? El sheshokta koidim shechisha lachnu lechavim. Here we're talking about you shechted this animal before you had in mind to give that aver to a goy teat. The koydim hechsher l'machshava, that the hechsher took place before you had machshava teat it. That's the machlokes, Rashi says. Reb Shimon saw the kiva the b'shas hechsher akati lav bakibul tumu. The time when you shechted, you didn't have in mind to eat it yet, so it's not called an oichu yet. Because stamazayetz lav lachilukoi. Because Rashi says, shafle ben noich osar. Because this is an Eva Minachai, it's also even for Ben Noach did it. If so, therefore, Hechsher, it can't be in the Kabbalah of the Hechsher, that's the Machlokes. So again, the Morsel of the Papa Ramar, the Hechsher, Koidim Achshava Kemiflagi. Like the Tanan, or the Tanya. Yeah, so that's the Machlokes in our Mishnah. Whether you could have a Hechsher before you had a mind did it. Rabbi Meir holds yes, and Rabbi Shimon holds no. Now the Morsel says the Tanya, we learn like this. Omer Rabbi Yehuda, that Kachoy Rabbi Kiva Shoina. This is the way Rabbi Kiva used to learn. That Chelev Shchuta, the Kforim Tzorech Machshava. Chelev Rashi says, Ein Darkel Oichloi Bikforim, Vnei Shah Muet, the Chelev Mustamas says Treif, you can't eat it. So it's not a Derech Tid in the Kforim, in the valleys, because a small amount of people there. Vieshlem Bosa Harbor, they have a lot of meat. The Tzorech Sifukan. Well, the Krochim, but in the big cities, there are a lot of people there. They don't have enough meat, lechot tzorach. Therefore, Oichlem said they had chak. They had to eat the fat. That's one shot. So it says like this. They had none. It will, Kachshon, that chelev, shchuta, I'm not sure if it's treif or maybe kosher is chelev even. Shchuta, if you made a shchita on it, the kforum tzorach machshava. You have to have machshava tida to make it into an oichel. Because otherwise, like we said, in the kforum, there's not that many people there. Usually, they don't eat it. Yeah, but the ain't tzorach hechsher. You don't have to be machsher at all. Shekvar hechsher b'shchita, because the mice when you made a shchita, the dam that was there b'shach shchita, that was machsher the behema, and it's also machsher the chelav also. That's Reb Yehuda. So you see clearly, he learns that you could have a hechsher. You could have a hechsher even before machshava. Yeah, on this, what? So again, Rabbi Yehuda said, this is the way Rabbi Kiva used to learn. So what happened was, Amarti lefanav, he said in front of him, that limaratar Rabbeinu, you yourself taught us, that ulshin shelokto, if you picked off ulshin, type of an Eser Rasha, type of a gris, shelokton lebehema, Rashi says, shelokton lebehema means, you picked it off to feed it to the animals. And for hukshru, Rashi says, it was hukshru, water went on top of it, and v'yachkach nimach le'enu, and then you change your mind to feed it to a person. So it says, what tzrichim hechsher shein, you have to have a second time hechsher. V'nei shekodim hechsher l'machshava. Because the machshava took place later. So that's this case. That's the question that was asked. I said, l'matzon Rabbein, you taught us like this. Ulshin shelokto, ve'edich l'beheimah. You picked off this ulshin, these vegetables. Amenaster, you cleaned it off, you washed it off, so you machshir it. But you had a mind to feed it to the animal. And then later, benim lechalein liyodim, you change your mind to give it to an adam. It says, Alochi, it's riches hechsher sheini. You have to have a second time water going over it. So what do you see here? That why wasn't the first hechsher good? Because that was koidim machshava. So see, a hechsher koidim machshava doesn't help. And it says, v'chozer Rabbi Kiva liyos sheino kreb Yehuda. That Rabbi Yehuda, Kiva also changed his mind and now passed like Rabbi Yehuda. That in Echlami, the first hechsher is no good. You have to have a second hechsher. So you see that the hechsher doesn't help, a hechsher doesn't help, koidim machshava. Now, ma sovolo kimikoros, that's the machlokes now Mishnah. Ma sovolo kimikoros, or the list is thin by year. That Maslaka Makara, that's where Rav Meir holds the way they held before. Therefore, the first Heksha helps, even though the Machshava first came later. Well, Masava lo kechazara no, that the Heksha doesn't help carry the Machshava. That's also Machlekes now Mishnah, Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Shimon. Now, Ravacha Bered the Rav Iki Yom, he learns like this. Benis Kaneya Chadam, Ben Simul Simul Kemifugi. Machlekes says, if you wiped off the blood, Beshash Chito, between one simon and another simon. So Rashi is like this, the middle big line, Tnei Chadam, or the Kuliyam everybody holds, Ein Yad Lehechsher, there's no Yad for Hechsher. Alve Yesh Yad Letumma, Plotayu B'shenitis Adam Alo Eivor, that this blood spritzed on the Eivor itself, V'kincha, and you wiped it off, Bein similar simon, between one simon and another simon. So what's the Machlekes over here? Kamiflagi, Masovar, Yeshna l'shchita mechilav yatzayf, that we consider the ma'aseh shchita from the beginning until the end. So when you finish the whole shchita, we look as if the first cut, even on the first simen, was also part of the shchita, and therefore it's called the hechsher. And therefore that first dam that went on the simen is like hukshel kabel tumah. That's called yeshna shchita mechilav yatzayf. Therefore that first dam that went on the aver is called dam ha-shchita. It's marked for the kabel tumah. V'hai dam shchitu, and therefore that's machshir, because otherwise dam that's not part of the shchit is not machshir. U'matzavar, now Mishnah Rabbi Shimon holds, no, that eina l'shchita l'lebsayf, a shchit is first called at the end of the shchita. If so, v'hai dam maku, the first cut is only called regular dam maku, it's not called dam shchita, and therefore it's not machshir. Sotam machlekes na Mishnah, where the dam itself went upon this aver, this limb that's hanging. The question is that called dam shchita or not? Rav Ashi says, b'shchita machsheres v'loy dam kamiflagi. That's the machlokes over here. Is shchita machsher without a dam? That you really need dam there, or maybe not? Rashi says, Rashi yom the kuli yam islay is yad lahashiris a yad. V'ayever islay yad the behema nas yad lev. The behema is called a yad la behema. We're talking about now kishenitis hadam aloever, and you didn't dry it off. That's the machlokes. Rameyus saw hadam as machshir v'rei hukshir. Shemotayim adim aperksheni shchitas machsheris v'loy dam. That shchit is what's machshir, not the dam. So therefore, meaning to say, if the shchita is matter with pachilo, like a migu, that it's matter with pachilo, it also makes it hukshir. But this Eber, since it still has an Isra Eber Menachayon, it doesn't become Mutter Bechilo, therefore the Shchit does not matter, it is not Machshir either. That's the Machlokes in the Mishnah. That's the Gemara says, Rav Ashi Yomer B'Shchito Machsheres V'loy Dam Kamiflagi. That Rabbi Shimon holds, it's the Shchit, the head of the Shchit that's Machshir, not the Dam itself. Yeah, that's the Machlokes. That's the Gemara says, Boyi Rabbi, Rabbi has to share like this, Behema B'Chayeho Yad Liyaver. When the behemoth is still alive, could the behemoth become a yad for the yaver? Rashi says, Boy Rabba, Rabba Ukim Rabbi learns, Rabba learns pluk the liyel, the behemoth nasis yad liyaver. The machlekes says, could the behemoth become a yad for the yaver? So now, Boy Rabba, the Rab Neya, the other day he says, yes, the behemoth is nasis yad liyaver, b'shchito, l'nyin hechsher b'chayyah mal. What's going to be though, cause the man the behemoth is alive? That's the shaila here now. That after the limb came off like water went on it, the mina masnisin the mekablum tumah mekaymam. It's mekablum tumah by its place. Let's say tumah the shaila touches the behema. So could the behema now be a yad to bring tumah onto this aver or not? The behema itself is alive. So the behemoth itself is not mekabel tumah. The aver itself is considered like dead already. It could be mekabel tumah. So shaila is the behemoth now a yad for the aver? That's the shaila. That was Rabba's shaila. Boy Rabba, behemoth b'chayeh, when the behemoth is still alive, mal shetas a yad, can the behemoth itself be a yad now to bring tumah onto this aver, the aver or not? When the animal is dead, for sure it is the yad. The shalom, when the animal's alive, is it also a yad or not? Satateka, not more by Zatatel. Omer Abaye, Abaye said like this, Harayomer was said, kishos, we had these cucumbers, shenitmo biotitz. You put it into an otitz, put it into a flower pot, the higdilo, and it started to grow there. The yotze is chutz liotitz, and now it grows out of the flower pot. Rashi says, kishos shenitmo biotitz, shenu nok, but there's no hole in it. So it's klusha dummy. Since there's no hole in the flower pot, it's called like it's not attached to the ground. And therefore it's makabel tumo like any other oichlim. Yeah. Or else im hoisa tumo re still betumosoi. Now once it starts to grow and it goes out, the branches goes out chutz. Yeah. And it's come out v'noit and it goes over the ground. And now it rushes the yoinik mireich horitz. It gets nourishment from the earth. Yeah, there through the air. The nourishment of the earth goes up to the air. So the shalul is now called kimachubadami utahira kola kishos. Though vegetable now is called like it's attached to the ground and it's tor. So that's this halacha. Remember again, Omer Abaya. Harayomer was said like this, kishos shenotu biyotis. We have this cucumber planted in a flower pot that has no hole to it. So right now it would be mekabatum. It's called kimachubah, it's called katolish. But then vigdilo starts to grow. Right, it has no hole to it, and therefore it's called katolish. And now the gdila starts to grow over the yotzes chutz liyotzes, and the branches go over the flower pot. Tzlach is still tor, still tor. That's why it's tor. It's tor not because it gets its nourishment from the ground. It's called kumachubadomi, and therefore it's like still growing. So it can't be mekabatum. If it had tum already, tum will go off. It's tohira. Amr Rishim Rishim says, V'chima tivo letar. Why should you say it's tor over here? Yeah. Yeah. What's the purpose of making a Torah? Ella rather hatome bitumosoi v'yatoi bitarosoi. Shimon says no. It stays the same way it was. As hatome bitumosoi. Masha b'toychotis mekabotumo. So if it's inside, it's still mekabotumo because that's katolish. V'yator means hanoif shiots, only the branch that goes over and yernik mirechoritz. That's called kumachurban. That's Torah. That's what Rabbi Shimon says. V'chima tivu l'tarra l'atomei t'masai v'torba t'rosai. Only what's outside is Torah, not what's inside. Yeah. Now the Gemara says, Boy Abaye asked a question like this. Mal shetase yad l'chaverto tekel. Could one be a yad for the other one, also be a shalais. According to Rabbi Shimon, that the knife that's outside is not makabotum, it's Torah. But what's inside the flower pot is tomei. Let's say now a sheretz touches the outside branch, so that itself remains tor. But it could be, is it a yad at least to bring the tum into the inside part or not? That's a tekel. Similar shal to shal before, when the behemoth is alive, could it be a yad or not? Similar shal to mobaz vatekel. Omer Rabbi Yirmiyah, Harayomer was said like this, Hamishtachabe lechatzi delas osur. Somebody bows down what to worship, a half of a pumpkin. So it becomes also Rashi is also by Nor Mishum Avodah Zarah. Rabbi Shimon says Yisra Nor Ein Metamim Tumas Eichlin. According to Rabbi Shimon, even though it's also by Nor, it's not Metamim Tumas Eichlin. Nakul Lechamom Mikol Eichlin Shayochol Debinin Shat Yochol Achilu Lacherim. Vaid Las Yisuri Anohi Vesud Lai Metamim Tumas Eichlin. There's no Tumas Eichlin anymore. Yeah. So Shal Zayt Yisum Rabbi Yimir Rayomru Hamishtach V'Lachat Yidlas. Also it's also by Nor. Now, Bori Rabbi Yirmiyah has a question like this. Mao Shatiyasi Yad L'Chaverta, same Shiloh. In itself is also about